안녕하십니까.
Hello, everyone.
반갑습니다.
Thank you.
오늘 출애굽기 32장의 말씀을 읽겠습니다.
Today we'll read from the words of Exodus chapter 32.
출애굽기 32장을 펴주시죠.
Please open to Exodus chapter 32.
1절부터 10절 말씀 사이인 말씀을 읽겠습니다.
We'll read from verses 1 through 10.
If
you found it, we will read. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people brake off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron, and received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, Tomorrow it is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered the burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people that sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go, get thee down, for thy people, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation.
감사합니다.
Thank you.
어제 저희 집회를 마치고 나이 많은 모친하고 이야기를 했습니다.
After the conference last night, I sat down and spoke with an elderly lady.
그 모친은 화려해 보이지도 않았고요.
And there was nothing fancy about her.
그리고 뭐 이렇게 여유 있어 보이지도 않았어요.
And she did not look very well off.
하나님을 찾는 그 마음이 너무 간절해서.
But she had a very sincere heart to seek for God.
예수님 7살이라고 말씀을 하시는데.
And she told me that she was 67 years old.
그분하고 이야기하는데 제가 너무 감사했습니다.
And as I spoke with her, I was very thankful in my heart.
집에 돌아와서도 저에게 그분 생각하면 너무 감사했습니다.
And as I went back home last night, as I thought about her, I was very thankful in my heart.
나이가 많으시니까 인생의 경험도 많았겠지만.
And so she was older and she has lots of experience in life.
이 모친이 마지막에 선택한 것이 하나님이라서.
And the last decision that she had made was to choose God.
이 자리에 와서 예배를 마치신 뒤에 저하고 이렇게 상담 오랫동안 했는데.
And she sat down here, and after service, she had a long fellowship with me.
그 모친을 보내준 하나님 앞에 너무너무 감사했어요.
And I was so thankful to God who had sent that lady here to us.
오늘 아침에도 이 자리에 오신 여러분 한 분 한 분 생각하면 감사하고요.
And to this morning, when I think about God who has sent you here one by one, I'm very thankful.
모두 하나님이 이곳에 보내주셨다고 생각하면 여러분 한 사람 대하는 게 너무 저는 행복하고 즐겁습니다.
And when I think of how God who has sent you here, I'm very, very thankful and joyful to think about that.
어제도 제가 그 이야기를 했습니다만은 사람들이 성경을 잘 믿지는 않습니다.
And I talked about this yesterday, but people do not believe in the Bible very well.
사람들은 성경보다 자기 생각을 훨씬 더 많이 믿고
you know, people believe in their own thoughts much more than the Bible.
자기 어떤 길을 선택할 때 성경을 펴놓고 어떤 길을 가야 하나님 기뻐하실 그렇게 생각하면 거의 없습니다.
And so almost nobody thinks, oh, what they should do by opening the Bible and search which way they should go.
그냥 자기 보기 좋아하고 기뻐하는 일이면 그냥 주저없이 그냥 그 길을 들어 걸어들어가는 건 너무너무 안타깝습니다.
And whatever looks good and fine to them, they just without hesitation follow it, and it really saddens me to see that.
근데 여러분 성경을 보면 성경은 너무 놀라운 이야기를 합니다.
But when we read the Bible tells us something very amazing.
저는 오늘 아침에 룻기서를 읽었습니다.
This morning I read the book of Ruth.
루시기라는 말은 그 루시라고 하는 어떤 여자의 이름입니다.
And the book of Ruth, Ruth is the name of a certain woman.
네, 루시라는 여자가 결혼했습니다.
And this woman named Ruth got married.
그 여자는 모압 여자였는데.
She was a Moabite woman.
이스라엘에서 흉년이 들어 모압으로 온 이제 남자가 있었습니다.
And so there was a famine in Israel, and there was a man who had come to Moab.
그 남자의 아버지는 엘리멜리기, 어머니는 나오미고, 그 큰 아들은 말론이고, 두 번째 아들은 기련이었어요.
And so that man's father was Elimelech. His older son is Mahlon, and second son was Chilion.
그리고 어머니는 나오미였습니다.
And his mother was Naomi.
근데 이제 이 사람들이 베들레헴에서 흉년을 만나서 모압으로 왔습니다.
And so these people faced a famine in Bethlehem, so they came to Moab.
그 모압에 있는 동안에 갑자기 그 아버지 말론이 엘리멜렉이 죽는 겁니다.
And while they were in Moab, the father Elimelech he died.
그래서 이제 어머니는 너무너무 슬펐습니다.
And so the mother was very, very sad.
위로 얻고 싶은 맏아들 말론을 결혼을 시킵니다.
And then she sends off her older son Mahlon to get married.
근데 좀 있다가 말론이 죽는 겁니다.
And not long after, Mahlon dies.
그러나 이제 너무 슬퍼하면 둘째 아들 기련을 결혼을 시킵니다.
And then she's so sad, so she sends off her younger son Chilion to get married.
둘째 아들이 또 죽어버렸어요.
And the younger son also dies.
그들이 모압으로 간 지 10년 만에.
And so within 10 years of them moving to Moab,
아버지하고 두 아들이 죽는 겁니다.
The father and the two sons are dead.
정말 정말 불행했어요.
It's so so miserable.
이제 그들이 왜 아버지가 죽고 아들 죽고 둘째 아들이 죽는 그 이유를 이제 나오미는 느끼고 있어요.
And so Naomi, she feels the reason why the father died and why her two sons died.
나오미가 처음부터 그걸 알지 못했습니다.
Naomi didn't know the reason to begin with.
그리고 한 10년이 준대했을 때.
And then after about 10 years,
이들 귀에 여호와 하나님이라는 이야기가 들리기 시작했어요.
In her ears, she begins to hear the Lord God.
그건 이스라엘 땅도 아니었습니다.
She wasn't even in the land of Israel.
모압 땅에서.
She was in the land of Moab.
여호와 하나님이.
The Lord God.
살아서 일하신다고.
Was living and at work.
백성에게 양식을 주신다고.
And had given his people food.
은혜를 베푸신다고.
And was bestowing grace.
그때 나오미 깜짝 놀라는 것이.
And right then, Naomi is completely shocked.
우리가 하나님을 따라서 모압까지 왔는데.
And so we followed God. All we left God.
하나님 좀 따라 잘 되보려고 모압까지 왔는데.
We departed God and we wanted to succeed and we came to Moab.
여기 와서 우리 얻은 게 뭐야? 잘 된 게 뭐야?
And what good happened to us? What went well for us here?
두 아들 죽고 과부 셋만 남은 거.
My husband died. My two sons died. We are just three widows remaining.
그런 왜 남편 죽었는지 그때까지 몰랐어.
Until then, she did not know why her husband had died.
왜 큰 아들이 죽었는지 몰랐어.
She didn't know why her older son died.
왜 둘째 아들이 죽었는지 몰랐어.
She didn't know why her younger son died.
그들이 가는 길이 하나님과 다른 길이었으니까.
But the path they were walking was a route different from God's.
내가 진작 이 사실을 깨달았더라.
Oh, if I had realized this earlier.
내가 아들을 잃지 않을 텐데.
Then I wouldn't have lost my son.
남편이 죽었지만 남편 죽자마자 이 사실을 깨달았더라면.
If my husband died, if I had realized this,
why
my husband died. If I returned to Bethlehem,
내가 맏아들 안 잃는데.
Then I wouldn't have my lost my first son.
맏아들 죽었을 때 내가 베들레헴 또한 둘째 아들 안 잃는데.
If I went to Bethlehem after my first son died, I wouldn't have lost my second son.
나오미는 그 사실을 깨닫는.
That's what Naomi realized.
생각합니다.
And she would think.
내가 지금 내가 베들레헴을 들어가야 돼.
Oh, I have to enter Bethlehem right now.
남편 죽고 두 아들 죽인 뒤에 내가 베들레헴을 가야 돼.
And so my husband and my two sons are dead. Now I must
가서
go back to Bethlehem.
가서 사는 내가 뭐라고 말해야 돼?
And when I go back, what am I supposed to say to the people there?
사는 나를 보고 남편 어디 갔냐 물으면 내가 뭐라고 말해야 돼?
And when the people ask me, what happened to your husband? What am I supposed to say?
두 아들은 어디 갔냐 물으면 내가 뭐라고 대답해야 돼?
Where are your two sons? What am I supposed to say to that?
너 저주 받았잖아.
Ye, you're cursed.
남편 죽었잖아.
Your husband died.
두 아들 잃었잖아.
You lost your two sons.
저주 받은 여자.
See, you're a cursed woman.
너무너무 고통스러워.
It was so painful.
나오미는 생각합니다.
And then Naomi would think.
그래.
That's right.
그럴지라도.
Even so.
이제라도.
Even now.
늦었지만.
Although it's late.
남편과 두 아들을 죽은 뒤에라도.
Even though my husband and two sons are dead.
난 하나님을 찾아가야 돼.
I must go find God.
내가 하나님 앞에 나가야 돼.
I have to come before God.
내가 왜 하나님을 떠났던 거?
Why did I leave God?
내가 왜 하나님
Why did I walk away from God?
이 쌀 몇 푼이 얼마나 된다고?
You know how what is this rice worth?
거기서 먹을 수 있다. 내가 왜 여기 왔던 거?
Just so I could eat there. Why did I come there?
어머니가 너무 너무 고통.
And Naomi was so tormented.
그걸 잘 몰랐을 때는.
When she didn't know this.
그냥 남편 없지만.
Although she had no husband.
두 아들이 없지만.
Although she doesn't have two sons.
그냥 열심히 노력해 좀 살자.
Yeah, I'm just gonna try hard and live well.
어떻게 살자?
All right, kids, let's live a good life.
그날 정말 10년이 지난 쯤에
But that day after the 10 years had passed
하나님의 음성을 듣는 겁니다.
She could hear the voice of God.
여러분 하나님의 음성을 듣는 게 중요합니다.
Everyone, it's important to be able to hear the voice of God.
하나님의 음성을 듣지 못한 사람들
People who do not hear the voice of God.
왜 남편이 죽는지 잘 모릅니다.
They don't know why their husband
왜
dies.
왜 아들들이 죽는지 모릅니다.
They don't know why their sons die.
왜 사업이 무너지는지 모릅니다.
They don't know why their business falls apart.
그렇기 때문에 고통하고 제한도 안 그냥 그래서 벗어나려고 애를 씁니다.
And they just suffer in pain and they just try to be freed from the pain.
그러나 하나님의 말씀을 듣는 사람.
But people who hear the word of God
정확하게 자기 마음을 비우고
they precisely empty their hearts
하나님의 말씀을 듣는 사람.
And people who hear the voice of God
그 사실을 압니다.
They know this.
어느 날 남의 두 며느리에게 얘기합니다.
And one day she tells her remaining two daughters-in-law
얘들아 들어봐라.
Guys, listen up.
우리가 베들레헴에 올 때 모든 걸 다 팔고 왔어.
You know, for us to leave Bethlehem, we sold everything.
베들레헴은 땅도 없고,
and in Bethlehem we have
집도
no land,
없고,
we have no home.
양식도 없고, 아무것도 없어.
We have no food, we have nothing there.
그러나,
but
베들레헴에 가면 하나님 계셔.
If we go to Bethlehem, God is there.
우리가 모압 할 때 하나님을 버리고 왔어.
When we left, we
Of 남편이 죽었는데 막아줄 분이 없었어.
And there was no one to stop my husband from dying.
내가 만약 하나님 버리지 않고 하나님 섬겼다면,
if I didn't forsake God and had I served God,
죽음의 신이 남편을 찾아왔을 때 물리쳐 주었을 텐데.
When the God of death came to take my husband, God would have stopped him.
저주가 우리 집에 찾아왔을 때,
when the curse came to our home,
하나님이 말려 주었을 텐데.
God would have stopped the curse.
두째 아들 내가 죽이지 않고 그렇게 발버둥 칠 때,
and when I was straining to stop my younger son from dying,
두째 아들을 잡아간 그 악한 영을.
When the evil spirit came to take my younger son. If Father God was with me, God would have stopped it for me. But I had abandoned God.
하나님을 떠나왔구나.
I had departed from God.
세상 쾌락이 뭔데 내가 그 쾌락 때문에 하나님을 버렸어.
The pleasures of the world is nothing, but for it I forsook God.
그게 뭔데 내가 돈 때문에 하나님을 버렸어.
Money is nothing, but for it I abandoned God.
내가 이런 진짜 망한 인간이야.
Now this is what a ruined person I am.
내가 남편을 죽인 거야.
I'm the one who killed my husband.
내가 두 아들을 죽인 거야.
I'm the one who killed my two sons.
내가 하나님을 버렸다.
I forsook God.
얘들아 내가 하나님을 버렸다.
Guys, I forsook God.
내가 하나님을 버렸다.
I abandoned God.
그래서 너희 남편이 죽었어.
That's why your husbands died. That's why they died.
너희들 어떻게 생각하는지 모르겠어.
I don't know what you think of it.
나는 하나님을 찾아가려.
I have to go find God again.
늦었지만.
Although it's late.
이제 가면 아무 나를 맞아줄 사람도.
And when I go back, nobody's there to receive me.
남편도 없고 두 아들도 없고.
I have no husband. I don't have my sons anymore.
베들레헴을 떠날 때 집도 팔고 땅도 다 팔고.
And when I left Bethlehem, I sold my house, sold the land, everything.
양식도 없고 아무것도 없다.
I don't have food. I don't have anything.
그렇지만.
But.
그렇지만
But,
난 하나님을 찾아갈 거야.
I'm gonna go find God.
다 잃어도 하나님을 잃지 않을 거야.
Even though I lose everything, I won't lose God.
하나님 있으면 내가 잃지 않았을 텐데.
If I have God, this wouldn't have happened to me.
하나님 앞에 서고 싶어.
But I want to stand in front of God.
너희들 어떻게 생각해?
I don't know about you.
나는 하나님을 따라갈 거야.
But I want to go look for God.
나는 하나님께로 나아갈 거야.
I want to go out to God.
난 그 음성을 들을 거야.
I want to hear His voice.
그 말씀에 내 귀를 기울여.
And I want to incline my ears
to His ears. 그 말씀을
따를 거야. And I want to follow His word.
그가 나를 지켜주게 할 거야.
I want to have Him protect me.
그가 나를 강건하게 해줄 거야.
And He will make me strong.
그가 나를 부유하게 하고.
And He will make me wealthy.
그가 나를 복되게 할 거야.
And He will have me be blessed.
나 하나님을 찾을 거야.
I want to go find God.
나오면 울고 울었습니다.
Naomi cried and cried.
내일 떠나기로 했다.
And she wanted to leave the next day.
너희들 마음대로 해라.
But you do what you want.
따라와도 좋고 안 따라와도 좋다.
You may follow me, you may not follow me.
난 이 세상에 하나님 떠난 이렇게 저주스러운 줄 몰라.
But I never knew that it was this much of a curse to leave God.
생각을 해봐라.
Think about it.
하나님을 떠난 사람이.
A person who has departed God.
세상을 떠날 때 어떻게 떠나겠는?
When he leaves the world, how would he leave?
그 어둠의 세상, 죽음의 길을 걸어갈 때.
When he walks the world of darkness, the path of death.
하나님 없이 가는 사람들 슬픔을 생각해 보지 않았어.
He didn't think about the sadness of
the
walk of God.
왜 내가 그 생각을 하지 않았지?
Why didn't I think about that?
죽어가는 그 죽음의 문 앞에 섰는데.
Even though I was standing at the door of death.
어떻게 사망이 엄침한 그 길을 주님 없이 내가 걸어갈 수가 있을까?
How did I think to cross the valley of the shadow of death without God?
다윗은 말하지 않았니?
Didn't David say?
사망이 엄청 골짜기를 다닐지라도 해 바다를 두려워하지 않으면 주께서 나와 함께하심이라고.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me.
내가 주님과 함께 간다면 사망의 길도 좋고.
If I walk with the Lord, even the shadow of death
좋고,
is good. Even the desert is good.
북극도 좋고 남극도 좋은데.
Even the North Pole, South Pole is fine.
난 그 하나님을 떠났었어.
But I had departed that God.
그래서 나는 저주를 받았어.
That's why I was cursed.
난 남편을 잃었어.
I lost my husband.
두 아들을 잃었어.
I lost my two sons.
야들아, 너희들 너무 미안하다.
So, guys, I'm so sorry.
나 지금이라도 하나님께로 돌아가.
Even if it's just now, I want to go back to God.
나 하나님께로 갈.
I want to go back to God.
사탄은 우리를 속여서 하나님이 멀어져도 행복할 줄 알고 하나님이 없어도 즐거울 줄 알고 하나님 없어도 잘 될 줄 알고
Satan,
우리를 속이고 있습니다.
Satan deceives us to think that even without God we could do well. Even without God we could be joyful. Even without God we could be happy.
근데 여러분 하나님 없는 사람 너무너무 불쌍합니다.
But if the people without God are so sad.
전 1944년도에 태어났습니다.
I was born in 1944.
제가 태어났을 때 일본 사는 우리를 지배했어요.
And when I was born Japan ruled Korea.
그때 대한민국은 일본이 전쟁 말기였습니다.
And at that time, Korea was nearing the end with the war against Japan.
미국 일본 보고 전쟁을 그만하라 그랬습니다.
And Japan told America told Japan to stop the war.
일본은 한국을 점령한 뒤 중국을 점령에 들어가기 시작했어요.
But after Japan conquered Korea, they began to attack China.
일본이 미국을 너무 무시했습니다.
And Japan despised America.
너희들이 무슨 상관이야?
This is none of your business.
웃기지 마라.
You know, don't get out of my way.
내가 전쟁하는데 너희들이 왜 그래?
We're the ones going out of war. Going to war.
그때 미국은 일본에 고철 수출을 중단했어요.
Right then, America stopped exporting steel to Japan.
일본은 철이 나질 않습니다.
And Japan does not have steel.
전쟁하면 쇠, 무기, 총, 그 모든 게 쇠로 만들기 때문에.
And when they fight wars, they have to make guns and cannons and weapons with steel.
전 철 수요량이 굉장히 많이 필요.
And so they need lots and lots of steel.
일본 그 모든 철을 미국에 수입해서 썼어요.
And America, Japan used to import all that from America to make their weapons.
미국이 고철 수출을 중단하자.
And America said, let's stop exporting steel.
이거는 전쟁에 굉장히 어려움을 겪었어요.
And this caused a great difficulty for Japan to fight wars.
제가 어릴 때였는데요.
And when I was young,
일본은 한국에 와서 밥그릇 숟가락 다 빼앗아 왔어요.
Japan came to Korea and took all the rice bowls and all the spoons.
그래서 그때 한국 사람들 사기 걸어서 밥을 먹고
At that time, Koreans had to eat from ceramic bowls.
나무 숟가락으로 밥을 먹고
And had to use wooden spoons.
그렇게 살았어요.
That's how they lived.
일본이 화가 나서 하와이에 있는 진주만 습격을 했어요.
And Japan was angry, so they attacked the Pearl Harbor in Hawaii.
이후에 그 유명한 아리조나 호를 격침시켰어요.
And then they attacked the ship Arizona, the aircraft carrier.
미국이 화가 났습니다.
And America got angry.
항공모함이 일본으로 갔어요.
They sent an aircraft carrier to Japan.
일본에 가서 그 항공모함에서 비행기가 세 대가 떠올랐어요.
And they went to Japan, and from the aircraft carrier, three airplanes took off.
B-29.
B-29. Three of them took off.
한 대는 도쿄로 갔고.
One of them went to Tokyo.
나가사키로 갔고.
One to Nagasaki.
히로시마로 갔어.
One to Hiroshima.
본부에서 도쿄에 있는 비행기를 불렀어.
And so from the headquarters, they called out to the plane at Tokyo.
도쿄 나와라.
Come in Tokyo.
여기는 도쿄다.
This is Tokyo.
도쿄의 구름 양이 얼마냐?
What is the amount of clouds in Tokyo?
그날 동경 아침에는 구름이 70%나 덮였어.
And so in the morning of Tokyo that day, 70% cloudy skies.
세 개의 B-29 비행기에는 원자탄 하나가 있었어.
And so the three B-29 bombers had an atomic bomb each.
이제 미국은 원자탄으로 모든 전쟁을 끝내려고 했어.
And America wanted to just end the war with the atomic bomb.
원자탄을 떠들여 많은 사람이 희생되지만 모든 전쟁이 끝나면 더 많은 사람 살릴 수
And so if they drop an atomic bomb, many people will die, but stopping the war will save many lives.
아침 도쿄에 비행기가 떴는데.
The next morning, the airplane took off to Tokyo.
본부에 보고하기를 도쿄 안으로 70% 구름이 꼈다.
They reported to the headquarters saying the Tokyo skies are filled with 70% clouds.
하늘에 70% 구름이 끼면 원자탄 폭격은 불가능합니다.
You know, if the sky is filled 70% clouds, it's impossible to drop an atomic
원자탄은
bomb.
원자탄은 불기둥에 높이 올라가기 때문에.
Because an atomic bomb, the pillar of fire goes high into the sky.
저공에서 폭격을 절대 할 수 없어요.
You can never drop the bomb from low elevation.
아주 높은 곳에서 폭격을 해야 합니다.
You have to drop the bomb from a very high elevation.
구름이 끼면 목표를 잡을 수가 없어요.
And if it's cloudy, you cannot set your target.
항공모함에서 근심을 했습니다.
And so the aircraft carrier was worried.
나가사키 나와라.
Come in Nagasaki.
나가사키 구름이 얼마냐?
How much clouds in Nagasaki?
나가사키는 6할 구름이 있었어.
Oh, the skies of Nagasaki was 60% clouds.
마지막에 히로시마 나와라.
And finally, they said, "Come in, Hiroshima."
히로시마가 나왔습니다.
And Hiroshima came in.
여기는 히로시마 말하러 오바.
And so, Hiroshima, come in.
히로시마의 구름이 얼마냐?
How much clouds in Hiroshima?
히로시마 하늘에 30% 구름이 껴.
The skies of Hiroshima are 30% clouds.
30%.
30%.
30%면
If it's 30%,
원자탄 폭격이 가능.
Then it's possible to drop the atomic bomb.
목표 히로시마.
Target Hiroshima.
두 비행기 철수해라.
And the two other planes retreat.
동경 비행기 동경 하늘 한번 돌고
And so the
항공모함 날아왔어.
And so the airplane of Tokyo flew over Tokyo and returned to the aircraft carrier.
다음에 히로시마 나가사키 어떤 비행기가 나가사키 한 바퀴 돌고 다시 항공모함 돌아.
And the plane at Nagasaki circled around Nagasaki and then returned to the aircraft carrier.
히로시마 같은 비행기는 고도를 낮추었습니다.
But the airplane that went to Hiroshima lowered its elevation.
낮추어서 목표 폭격 목표를 잡았습니다.
And lowered it and set the target to drop the bomb.
그 히로시마에 갔던 비행기 에놀라 게이호라는 비행기.
The airplane sent to Hiroshima was called the Enola Gay.
그 비행기가 고도를 낮춰서 원자탄 터뜨릴 목표를 지었어요.
That airplane lowered its elevation and it set to target to drop the
bomb. 조종사는 그 목표를 떼지 아니하고 눈에 떼지 않고 고공으로 올라갔어요.
And the pilot kept focus on that target and then raised his elevation.
조종사는 미국에서 히로시마와 똑같은 지형을 만들어 놓고 히로시마 원자 폭탄 떨어뜨리는 연습만 한 달 동안 그 연습만 했어.
The pilot in America had practiced exact same form as Hiroshima setting the target and dropping the atomic bomb. He had practiced that for one month.
그렇기 때문에 한눈에 히로시마를 볼 수 있어.
And so he recognized Hiroshima very easily.
시청은 저기고.
Oh, there is the city hall.
나 저기는 뭐 어디고?
And that's what's that?
그걸 한 달 동안 지도를 보고 비행기 떠서 그런 지형을 만들어 가지고 연습을 했어.
And he had studied the airplane. He had studied the map and the city of the form, the format of the city, and had practiced it for one month.
비행기가 이 원자탄 하나로.
And so the airplane had this one atomic bomb.
세상의 전쟁을 끝내게 해주십시오.
It allowed this atomic bomb to end this war.
원자탄을 터뜨려야 하는데.
We have to drop the atomic bomb.
이 원자탄 하나로 세상의 전쟁이 끝나게 해주십시오.
And through this atomic bomb, let the war end in this world.
미국 조종사는 울면서 하나님께 기도했어.
The American pilot cried as he prayed to God.
그리고 비행기가 높이 공으로서.
And the airplane went high into the air.
거의 지역이 안 보일 정도 높이.
And went very high until he could not see.
그리고 역사적인 원자탄을 터뜨렸어요.
And dropped the historical atomic bomb.
원자탄 위력이 히로 저 TNT 10 1,000 킬로톤이었어요.
And so the atomic bomb had
10 킬로톤이었어요.
10 kilotons of TNT.
TNT 보통 이만한 건물 하나 폭발시키는데.
And so this much TNT could make a whole building explode.
10 킬로톤이 만 톤입니다.
And so 10 kilotons, so 10,000 tons.
지금 지구 위에는 핵폭탄이 50 megatons.
In the world now, they have 50 megaton atomic bombs.
이런 원자 핵폭탄 만 개 가까이 지구에 있어요.
There are about 10,000 of such atomic bombs in the world.
지구를 가루로 만들어 남을 정도로.
You know, they can vaporize the whole earth.
인류가 처음으로 원자탄을 히로시마에 터뜨렸어요.
And so for the first time, we dropped the atomic bomb in Hiroshima.
히로시마의 모든 동경이 저 교통이 두절되고
All transportation to Hiroshima
통신이
was cut,
두절되고
and all communications was cut.
무슨 일이 났냐 아무도 몰랐어.
Nobody knew what just happened.
에놀라 게이 뒷날개에서
and from the rear wing of the Enola Gay
그 수천 메타 떠오른 불기둥을 찍었어.
They took a picture of the pillar of fire that rose up thousands of meters high.
그리고 그것을 비라를 만들었어.
And they made flyers with it.
며칠 후에 동경 하늘에 뿌렸습니다.
And a few days later, they spread the flyers throughout the skies of Tokyo.
내용 간단했습니다.
And what it said was simple.
우리가 히로시마 터뜨린 폭탄은 원자탄.
What we dropped at the Hiroshima was the atomic bomb.
우리 몇 개의 원자탄이 더 있다.
And we have several more atomic bombs.
간단한 내용이었어요.
It was very simple what it said.
그 비라를 들고 받은 모든 사람 벌벌벌벌 떨었어.
All the people who had received that flyer, they were all trembling in fear.
히로시마의 원자탄이 떨어.
Oh, the atomic bomb was dropped in Hiroshima.
또 원자탄을 더 가지고 있대.
Oh, America has more atomic bombs.
경이 다 밀는지 몰라.
Oh, we may lose everything.
벌벌벌벌 떨었어.
And they were trembling in fear.
눈물을 흘렸어.
And they cried.
그 전 세계를 정복할 야망을 가졌나.
And they had the ambition to conquer the whole world.
그들은 막 뻘뻘뻘.
And they were completely trembling. 도쿄에서
도쿄 외곽으로 도망가는 정신이 없었어.
And they were very busy running away from Tokyo.
그다음 막 비 막 그 이상한 소문이 떨어졌어.
And then weird rumors began to spread.
또 어디에 원자탄 떨어뜨려.
Oh, atomic bombs going to be dropped somewhere else. They're going to drop it somewhere else.
이번에 도쿄래.
Now they're going to drop it in Tokyo.
막 그런 소리가.
And those rumors.
사람들이 그 벌벌 떨어.
Made people tremble in fear. They could do nothing.
일본 천황이 방송국 마이크에 무릎 꿇고 앉았어.
The Japan emperor kneeled down in front of the microphone.
그리고 벌벌 떨면서. 방송을 했습니다.
And trembling in fear, he made a broadcast.
우리 일본 제국은
Our Japan Empire
미국에 무조건 항복하는 바입니다.
We unconditionally surrender to America.
무조건 항복.
Unconditionally.
보통 항복할 때 타협을 합니다.
And when you surrender, usually compromise.
우리 항복하면 어느 걸 보장해 주겠나?
You know, if we surrender, please give us this.
우리 항복하면 우리를 어떻게 대우해 주겠나?
You know, if you surrender, treat us like this.
우리 항복하면 네가 뭘 가져가기 원하는?
When we surrender, you can take this.
그런 이제 계약을 정하고 보통 항복을.
And so they set those contracts and they surrender.
일본의 천황은 너무 당황했어.
But the Japan emperor panicked.
우리 일본 제국은
We the Japanese empire.
이 제국 앞에 아무 조건 없이 무조건 항복을 선언합니다.
We declare we unconditionally surrender to America.
그때 미국 한 장교가 일본어 가까운 섬에 체포됐어.
And right then, an officer of America, he went on an island near Japan.
근데 그 장교가 장군인데 굉장히 존경받는 장군이었어.
That officer was a very respected general.
포로로 잡혀가서 일본 그 어떤 섬에 갇혔어.
And he was arrested and he was locked up at a prison in an island in Japan.
더글러스 맥아더 장군이 부하로 보냈습니다.
And General Douglas MacArthur sent his men there.
가서 그 장군을 만나거든.
And if, when you meet that general,
며칠 후에 내 앞에 서게 만들겠다고 해라.
Tell him that in a few days you will be able to come and see me.
그 부하들이 밤에 바다를 수영을 해서 그 섬에 갔습니다.
And so the men swam through the ocean at night and went to the island.
장군 앞에 섰습니다.
And stood in front of the general.
맥아더 장군의 지시입니다.
And they saluted him and said, "These are the words of General MacArthur."
며칠 후에,
in a few days,
당신을 데려오겠다.
He will come and get you, he said.
장군은 감격했어.
And the general was touched.
그날부터 구두를 닦았어.
And from that day, he began to wipe his shoes.
계급장을 닦았어.
And he wiped his medals.
일본군들 음식을 가져왔습니다.
And then Japanese soldiers brought him food.
트레이를 들고,
on a tray,
집어던졌어.
And he tossed it.
나는 장군이야.
I'm a general.
포로지만 장군의 대접을 해.
I'm a prisoner, but you have to treat me like a general.
이런 밥 안 먹을 거야.
I'm not going to eat this kind of food.
일본은 말했습니다.
And Japan said.
일본이 다 이겼다고.
Yeah, that they had won everything.
미국 며칠에 무너진다.
That America will collapse in a few days.
그 병사들이 밖으로 트레이를 들고 갔던 병사 말이야.
And then the soldiers who had brought that tray outside said.
저 장군은 우리 전쟁을 알고 있어.
Oh, that general knows what happened in the war. He knows that we're losing.
맥아더 장군이 선상에서 일본 천황을 만났어.
And so General MacArthur, he went and met the Emperor of Japan.
일본 천황은 맥아더 항복하는 뜻으로 일본 칼을 선물로 주었어.
And so as a signal of, as a symbol of surrender, the Emperor gave a gift of a sword to General MacArthur.
무릎을 꿇고 주었어.
And he knelt down before General MacArthur and gave it to him.
맥아더 장군이 말했습니다.
And General MacArthur said,
난 칼을 받지 않겠다.
I will not accept the sword.
항복도 받으리지 않겠다.
And I will not accept your surrender.
조건이 있다.
We have conditions.
그 장군이 여기 오면,
bring that general here.
내가 항복을 받겠다.
And then I will accept your surrender. 받겠다. I will accept your sword.
급히 일본군들이 전화를 했어.
And immediately the Japanese soldiers called.
그 장군 모셔와라.
Bring over that general.
그 장군 모셔와라.
Bring over that general.
급히 장군이.
And they quickly went to that general.
내가 와서 이 장군을 태우고 천황 앞에 왔어.
A boat carried him and brought him to the emperor.
내가 그 장군이
General, and General MacArthur shook his hand.
수고했다.
Well done.
하나님 우리에게 승리해줘.
God has given us the victory.
우리에게 하나님 계신다.
We have God.
그리고 천황으로 그 칼을 받았어.
And he received the sword from the emperor.
저는 어려운 격동 시기에 태어났습니다.
I was born during a very, very difficult time.
제가 태어나고 6년 뒤에 한국의 남북 전쟁이 일어났고.
6 years after I was born, there was the big Korean War between the North and the South.
남북 전쟁이 일어나고 난 뒤에.
And after the Korean War,
우리는 거의 굶고 살았습니다.
We were very, very hungry.
어렵게 살았습니다.
We lived in great difficulty.
전 제 어렸을 때 시절 행복할 때가 있었나 생각합니다.
And I think about my childhood. Was I ever happy?
여러분 그것이 그 전쟁이 그 어려움이 다른 사람들의 불행이고 슬픔이었는데.
And those words, wars, those it was difficulty and misery to everybody else.
전쟁이 가난이 슬픔이.
But the war, the poverty, the sadness
하나님을 찾게 했어요.
Allowed me to seek God.
1951년 8월 14일 여덟 살 때 한국 나라에 여덟 그 당시 일곱 살 때 나에게 어머니가 세상을 떠났어요.
1951 August 14th I was 8 years old Korean age and my mother passed away.
그리고 한 달 후에 형님이 군대를 갔어요.
And 1 month later my older brother went to the army.
아버지는 전쟁 시기였기 때문에
And it was during a wartime.
군인은 하지만
Although my father was not a soldier,
무기 나르고 그런 일 많은 일들이 있었어요.
There was a lot of work for him to do carrying weapons.
늘 집에 안 계셨어요.
He was never home.
집에 아버지, 어머니, 형님 셋이 떠나고.
And so from my house, my mother, my father, my older brother was gone.
제일 나이 많은 누님 15살이요.
And my oldest sister was 15.
그리고 그 다음 누님 13살이요.
And the other sister was 13.
저는 8살이요.
I was 8 years old.
동생은 4살이었어요.
My younger brother was 4.
우리는 어떻게 살아야 할 줄을 몰랐어요.
And we did not know how we should live.
뭘 먹어야 할 줄을 몰랐어요.
We didn't know what to eat.
밤에 자다 보면
While sleeping at night,
누님 막 웁니다.
My older sister would be crying.
어떻게 길이 없어.
And there was nothing we can do.
우리 가족들이 전부 함께 울고 그렇게 많은 밤을 보냈어요.
Our whole family, we just cried many, many nights.
여러분, 그런 것들이 제 삶에 하나님께로 인도하는 길이 됐어요.
But these things became the path to lead me to God in my life.
전 다른 사람이 갖지 않는 하나님 향한 마음을 만들었어요.
But it made in me a heart that other people could not have.
전 아무도 저에게 복음을 전해준 사람이었어요.
And nobody came and preached the gospel to me.
하나님을 찾았어요.
But I sought God.
그리고 하나님 향한 발걸음을 내디뎠어요.
And I took my footsteps towards God.
하나님 내 손목을 잡아줬어요.
And God took me by the hand.
구원의 은혜 안에 들어왔어요.
And pulled me to the grace of salvation.
생각을 하면 얼마나 감사한지.
And when I think about it, I'm so thankful.
1962년.
1962.
내가 18살 때.
When I was 18 years old.
예수님을 만났어.
I met Jesus.
전 그때 군대에 지원을 했어.
At the time, I volunteered for the army.
군대에 지원했는데 시험에 불합격.
I applied for the army, but I failed the exam.
앞니빨이 부러져가지고.
Because my front tooth was broken.
그때 처음으로 내가 못난 인간인 걸 알았어.
At the time, for the first time, I realized that I'm a pitiful person.
기술 하사관에 시험에 떨어진 게 뭐가 잘난지.
And so I failed to enter the vocational military. What's so great about me?
난 정말 하나님 앞에. 정말 내가 얼마나 바보인 걸 알았어.
And truly I realized what a fool I am.
내가 했던 모든 게 실패인 걸 알았어.
Everything I did was failure in front of God.
내가 싫어졌습니다.
And I began to hate myself.
나를 믿어서 안 된다고 생각했어.
And I realized that I should not trust
그날부터
myself.
그날부터 난 나를 믿지 않았어.
From then on I didn't trust myself.
믿을 분은 하나님밖에 없어.
And the only one I could trust was God.
하나님이 그렇게 나를 인도하셨어.
And that was how God began to lead me.
1962년도 구원을 받고
1962 I received salvation.
53년이 지났어.
And then 53 years passed.
원래 2015년.
And this year is 2015.
지난 53년 동안
For 53 years
너무 행복했습니다.
I've been so happy.
너무 행복했어.
I was so happy.
내게 산같이 많은 문제가 있지만
And I had mountains of problems.
너무너무 신기합니다.
But the very amazing thing is
고속도로에 차를 몰고 막 달려갑니다.
You know, I drive my car on the freeways.
아, 앞에 큰 산이 있네.
Oh, there's a big mountain in front of me.
그 산을 어떻게 올라가지?
How am I going to climb that mountain?
가까이 오니까
But when I get close,
터널이 뚫려가지고
there is a tunnel.
그냥 싹 지나가면
I can just drive straight through.
고속도로 여행하다 보면
And when I'm driving on the freeway,
강이 있습니다.
There is a river.
야, 이 강을 어떻게 건너지?
Uh-oh, how am I going to cross the river?
도로 따라가면 다리가 놓여있어.
And I follow the road, there is a bridge.
이젠 강도 우리는 아무 문제가 없고
And so I have no problems with rivers.
다리, 저 산도 아무 문제 없어.
And no problems with mountains.
그래서 여러분 우리가 한국은 특히 산이 많아서
And especially in Korea there's lots of mountains.
강원도 가면 거의 터널 들어갔다 나오고 다리 위에 올라갔다 나오고
그렇습니다. In 강원도 you're going in and out of tunnels and going on top of bridges.
옛날에 저들이 강원도 다닐 때는 말이야 대관령에 99개의 고개가 있어요.
And so long time ago in 강원도 in 대관령 area there's 99 hills.
한 개 낀다 우리가 차를 못 어지러워서 애를 먹었어요.
And then when it gets foggy you drive through you get so dizzy
근데 지금은 터널이 그냥 그대로 달려가
But nowadays they have tunnels so you just drive straight through
내가 예수님 없이 살 때
when I lived without Jesus
강원도 갈 때 같았습니다.
It was like driving through 강원도.
예수님과 더불어 사니까.
But now I live through Jesus.
큰 산이 있어도 문제가 안 돼.
It's not a problem even there are big mountains.
강이 있어도 문제가 안 돼.
Even rivers aren't problems.
바다가 있어도 문제가
even
안 돼.
Even oceans are not problems.
그래서 예수님과 53년 살면서
And so as I lived 53 years with Jesus
너무 행복했어요.
I've been so happy.
나오미가 그 삶에 들어섰습니다.
And Naomi stepped into that life.
얼마나 행복합니다.
How happy she is.
이제 두 며느리가 따라오는데 하나는 잠깐 이상해 보였어요.
And so the two daughters-in-law were following her, but she felt something strange about one of them.
멈췄어요.
And on their way, one of them stopped.
야, 너희들 집으로 돌아가라.
Okay, guys, go back home.
너 젊지 않느냐?
You guys are young, aren't you?
하면 넌 좋은 남편만 행복하게 살아라.
You can go back and meet a good man and live happily.
내가 너희들 위해 아무도 해줄 거 없다.
There's nothing I can do for you.
나이만 할매 있으면 너희 고생했다.
You know, you follow an old woman like me, you're going to suffer.
그 이야기를 했습니다.
That's what she told them.
오르바라온 며느리가.
But the daughter-in-law named Orpah.
안 그래도 그렇게 생각하다.
And that's what she was thinking anyways.
어머님은 울다가 가버렸어.
And she cried, "Oh no, mommy!" And then she left.
다음에 루시라고 하는 며느리한테.
And then she spoke to the daughter-in-law named Ruth.
이 동서는 갔잖아.
See, your sister-in-law left.
너도 가라.
You should leave too.
가.
Go.
빨리 가.
Hurry up and go.
루시 말했어.
And then Ruth said,
나는 어머니, 나는 하나님을 봤어.
I've seen the God who is with you, mother.
어머니 하나님 내 하나님이 됐어.
Mother, your God is my God.
내가 죽는 거 외에 어머니 떠나지 않겠어.
Apart from death, I will not leave you.
나를
mother.
떠나가라 하지 마십시오.
Do not tell me to leave you.
하나님을 향해서 어머니를 따라갔어.
And towards mother and towards God, Ruth followed. She thought,
어머니 난 하나님 잘 모릅니다.
Mom, I don't know God very well.
난 하나님 잘 몰라요.
Mother, I don't know God very well.
어머니 잘 아시잖아요.
But you know Him well.
하나님 나아가기 어머니가 필요합니다.
And mother, I need your God.
아버지 어머니 늙으셨지만,
and mother, although you're old,
내가 어머니 봉양하고 음식 대접하고 하면서 하나님을 배우고 싶습니다.
I want to serve you. I want to bring you food, and I want to learn your God.
돌아가라 하지 마.
Do not tell me to leave.
그날 그들은 베들레헴에 갔어.
And that day they went to Bethlehem.
너무 신기한 것은
The very amazing thing is
베들레헴에 가자마자 베들레헴은 보리 추수를 시작할 때
As soon as they went to Bethlehem, Bethlehem was in the middle of barley harvest.
만일에 보리를 심고 갔더라면
If they had sown the barley when they went
보리 이상 날 때까지 어떻게 살았겠어요?
Then how would they wait until the grains of barley are ripened?
보리 추수하니까 보리 이삭을 주우러 다니면서
But now as she was gleaning the ears of corn
하루하루 살 수 있었어요.
They were able to live day by day.
이삭을 줬다가
Through gleaning
보아스라는 남자 밭에서
She goes to a field of a man named Boaz.
이 보아스하고 이 가까운 친척인데
And she was a close relative of Boaz.
보아스가 룻을 사랑하는 거예요.
And Boaz loved Ruth.
생각을 해보세요.
Let's think about this.
룻이 여자인데 왜 보아스가 자기 사랑하는 걸 모르겠어요.
And so Ruth is a woman. Why wouldn't she not know that Boaz loves her?
딴 사람, 아이고 저 불쌍한 여자.
Other people say, oh, I feel sorry for that woman.
남편도 없고.
She has no husband.
집도 없고.
She has no home.
땅도 없고.
She has no land.
딴 사람 추한 추한 곡식도 없고.
And she doesn't have any food to harvest. What a sad woman.
이상만 죽고 다니는 여자.
She just lived, you know, picks up the leftover food. What a sad woman.
다 그렇게 생각.
That's what everybody thought of her.
근데 루스는 베들레헴에 도착한 그 이튿날부터.
But the day after Ruth arrived in Bethlehem.
사랑에 빠지는 겁니다.
And she falls in love.
사랑에 빠져.
She falls in love.
시어머니 자세히 봅니다.
And the mother-in-law closely sees this.
어머니, 저 이삭 주우러 갔다 올게요.
Oh, mother, I'll go. I'm gonna go glean the ears
야,
of corn.
아직 해도 안 뜨는데 가자.
Hey, you, the sun hasn't even risen yet. You're gonna go now?
가냐.
I gotta go there early to glean the ears of corn.
근데 사람 인사하는데 보니까 얼굴에 화장을 하고.
And then she looks at her face. She's putting on makeup.
제가 그 뭐야 이삭 주우러 가네. 저 좋은 옷 입고 가고 화장하고.
And she's putting on good clothes and putting on makeup to go glean the ears of corn.
너무너무 이상했어.
Something's weird.
여기 면으로 돌아왔습니다.
And then she comes back home.
너 누구 집에 가서 비탈수?
So at whose field did you go glean the ears of corn?
보아스 집이라고 그러던데요.
Oh, it's the house of Boaz.
그래 보아스를 만나봤냐?
So did you meet Boaz?
예, 만났어.
Yes, I met him.
그분이 나한테 점심 먹을 때 떡을 먹으라고 했고.
When I was having lunch, he told me to eat bread.
떡에 잼을 찍으라고 했어.
And he told me to dip my bread in jam.
그리고 또 다음에 물을 기르던 물을 마시라고.
And then he told me to draw the water and drink.
그럼 그분이 그 이삭 배는 하인들에게 뭐라고 말하는지. 보리 배는 하인들에게 이삭을 좀 많이 남겨놔라.
And he told the servants who were reaping the barley, hey, leave lots of barley behind.
한 분은 화를 내며 하인에게 말했어.
And one time he got angry and told the servants,
너희를 깨끗하게 이삭 관리한다고 줄 거 있어. 좀 흘려놔.
Hey, don't keep it so clean. Leave some behind.
다른 집에 가면 열을 줄 걸 그 그 집에 한 후한 주먹도 줘.
What would take me 10 days to reap at another field, I reaped in one day at Boaz's field.
나오미가 말합니다.
And then Naomi said,
그 사람은 우리의 기업을 물을 자야.
That man, he's a person who would continue our inheritance.
그 사람은 너를 책임져야 할 사람.
He is the man who should be responsible for you.
그 다른 밭에 가지 않는 게 좋겠다.
It'd be good for you to not go to any other field.
그러니까 여러분 절망 속에 있던 여자.
So this woman who was in despair.
들어가자마자 먹을 게 없어 이삭을 죽고.
As soon as she goes in, she has nothing.
이삭을 죽고 원한 뒤에 보디바를 아니고 보디바를.
And so she.
보디바를 만납니다.
And so she gleans the ears of corn at the field of the barley.
그리고 이제 보디바를 만난 겁니다.
And she meets Potiphar, the barley field.
아니야, 그저 남자 이름 보디바를.
Potiphar.
보디바를 만납니다.
And so she meets Potiphar. 보디바?
아니야. 남편이 보디바입니다. 보디바 같은.
She married Potiphar. 보디바. 보아스.
제가 실수했습니다. 보아스.
I said Potiphar. It's Boaz.
둘이 헷갈리는 줄 알았더니 내가 헷갈렸어.
No, I thought we were confused. I was confused.
외형적인 면으로 볼 때 참 불쌍한 여잔데.
And so on the outside, she's a miserable woman.
내적으로 때 너무 행복한 여자.
But on the inside, she's a very happy woman.
이게 하나님의 약속입니다.
And that is the promise of God.
그리고요, 보리 타작하는 날.
And the day they were threshing the barley.
둘이 결혼하잖아요.
The two of them get married.
그리고 큰 부잣집.
And into a wealthy family.
창고도 곡식 가득 찬 데서.
And the storage is filled with barley.
한국 여자들이 부잣집 주모가 어떤 생활을 사는지 아십니까?
You know the Korean, the lady of the rich family. Do you know how they lived their life? And so they have the big old skirt and they tie it up. And so the Korean women, they have a skirt and there's a rope and they tie it up on their shoulders. And then there's a big old keychain on their and then they walk, step, and then the chink, it makes a sound. The keys makes their sounds as the chink walks.
주모의 옛날 모습.
And that's the image of the lady of a rich family.
전부 집 열쇠, 창고 열쇠.
She's got the keys to the whole house.
다락 열쇠, 잔장 열쇠.
The keys to the storage.
장롱 열쇠.
The keys to the storage. Keys to the closet. Keys to the attic.
치글.
And then chink, chink, chink. It makes that sound.
어느 날 생각을 해봤어요.
And one day thought about it.
오르바가 관광단에 입단해서 베들레헴 관광을 왔습니다.
And so one day Orpah joined a tour group and she came to tour Bethlehem.
자, 어느 날 모압에서 베들레헴 관광도 모집합니다. 싸구려 싸구려.
And one day in Moab they made an advertisement. Oh, go on a tour. It's cheap, everyone. Go on this tour.
어, 베들레헴 우리 시어머니하고 동서 있는데.
Oh yeah, my sister-in-law and mother-in-law live in Bethlehem.
어, 베들레헴 가보자.
Let me go visit Bethlehem.
그래서 이제 관광을 갔어요.
She goes on the tour.
아, 여기 베들레헴이구나.
Oh wow, this is Bethlehem.
너무 목이 말랐습니다.
And she was very thirsty.
가게도 없고.
And she had nothing.
근데 부잣집 대문을 두드렸어요.
And so she knocked on the gate of a big house.
진짜 큰 집인데.
It's a huge house.
종들이 나왔어요.
And then the servants came out.
죄송합니다.
I'm sorry.
모압은 관광단인데.
Oh, we are a tour group from Moab.
목이 말라서 그래요.
We're so thirsty.
물 한 컵 얻어 먹을 수 있어요?
Can we get a cup of water?
어, 예, 들어오세요.
Oh, sure, come in.
그래서 이제 한쪽 나무 밑에 앉고.
And so they sat under the tree.
컵에 물을 떠다 갑니다.
And then they take some water in a cup.
근데 대청 마루 앉은 아줌마 어제 맑은 아줌마인데.
And but the lady sitting in the big living room, she looks so familiar.
벌써 1년쯤 지났는데 애긴 가장 배는 불룩하고.
And no, it's 1 year past, so she was pregnant. Her belly was popping out.
자기 동서가 설마 이 집의 주인을 좀 꿈에도 몰랐지.
Is my sister-in-law the owner of this house? No way. She could have never imagined that.
저 아줌마 어디서 많이 본 아줌마 같아.
Oh, that lady, she looks familiar. I've seen her somewhere.
주인 아줌마요.
Oh, the owner of this house.
예, 주인이죠.
Yeah, she's the owner of this house.
아, 새 결혼한 지 얼마 안 됐어요.
You know, she just got married not too long ago.
얼마 됐는데?
How long has it been?
1년 반밖에 안.
About a year and a half.
그때쯤 베들레헴 갔는데.
And that's about the time she went to Bethlehem.
근데 벌써 아기를 가졌어요?
Yeah, but she already had a baby.
오, 가졌죠.
Oh yeah, she does.
혹시 어디서 온 부인?
And so, do you know where that lady's from?
Moab에서 왔다 가는 걸 같은데.
I heard that she's from Moab.
그 시어머니 나오미인가 그분이 같이 왔다.
Oh, she came with her mother-in-law Naomi.
뭐? 그럼 우리 동서 맞는데?
Then that's my dog's sister-in-law.
막 마루 달려갑니다.
And so she ran to the living room.
동서, 동서, 나야 나.
Sister-in-law, it's me, it's me.
아, 막 들어오라고.
Oh yeah, come in.
아, 동서 어떻게 이 집주의 주인이 됐어?
Oh, sister-in-law, how did you become the?
언니 그 결혼 어떻게 했어?
How did you become the owner of this house? How did you get married here? God.
하나님 이렇게 했어.
God did this.
난 시어머니가 하나님 따라가는 걸 알았어.
I knew that my mother-in-law was following God.
하나님 신을 만난 뒤에.
And after I met mother's God.
저는 성경을 읽습니다.
I read the Bible.
이야기는 그냥 이야기가 아니라.
This is not just a story.
누구든지.
No matter who it is.
그가 누구든지.
No matter who he is.
하나님의 길을 가면.
If he walks the path of God.
하나님 이렇게 대접하겠다. 약속입니다.
He will receive such treatment. It's a promise.
저는 참 많은 사람들이.
And many many people.
저희 교회 와서.
They come to our church.
하나님 세계 속에 들어와서.
And they enter into the world of God.
죄 사함을 받고.
And receive the forgiveness of sins.
그런 사람 뒤에.
And after they become born again.
변화되는 걸.
I saw them changing.
너무 너무 신기해.
It's so amazing.
여러분 제가 한 4년 전인가요? 저에게 부인 한 사람이 왔어요.
And about 4 years ago, a lady came to my church.
그 부인이 아마 제가 그렇게 뚱뚱해서 처음 봤어. 이 정도.
And I never seen someone so heavy. She was about this big.
내가 남의 부인을 안지 못해 재보진 않았지만.
And so, you know, I cannot hug her, so I couldn't measure.
막 이 정도 이렇게.
But she was about this big.
우리 교회 의자가 큰데 의자 안에 반은 의자 안에 반은 의자 밖에.
We have big chairs in our church, but when she sits in our chairs, she only half of her fits in the chair.
그 부인이 저에게 한 며칠 나온 뒤에 죄 사함을 받았.
And after she came to our church for a few days, she received the forgiveness of sins.
어느 날 울면서 자기 과거를 얘기했어요.
One day she was crying and told me about her past.
공대 건축과를 졸업했어요.
So she went to engineering school and graduated with architecture.
그 부인의 목적이 지구에 태어나서 세계 기념할 만한 자기 건축물을 남기는 목표였어요.
And her dream was to build a building in this world that would commemorate her and leave her mark in the world.
건축 회사에 취직을 했어요.
And she got a job at an architecture company.
앞길이 청청한데.
And she had a bright future ahead of her.
어느 날 큰 건축을 건물을 짓고 있는데.
And one day after they made a big building.
이 건물을 낮에는 인부들이 막 작업을 하고.
And during the daytime, you know, the workers are working on the building.
저녁 때 이제 와서 7층, 6층, 5층, 4층 이제 건물을 이제 점검했어요.
And then at the night time on the 7th, 6th, 5th floor she came and she examined the building.
설계도를 가지고.
With the blueprints.
이제 그 뭐야? 어? 그 뭐 문이 제대로 나왔는지 아니면 저 뭐야 전기가 바로 들어가는지 모든 매칭.
You know, are the doors working? Is the electricity working? She was examining one by one.
자기 상관 남자 한 사람.
And then with one of her superiors.
그 7층에 쭉 점검해 내려오는데.
And so from 7th floor they were examining it.
6층쯤에서.
On the 6th floor.
그 남자 자기를 끌어안았어.
The man hugged her.
너무 놀랐어요.
And she was shocked.
막 반항을 했지.
And then she tried to throw him off.
남자 이길 수 없었어.
But she couldn't overcome the man.
그 6층, 7층 건물에 아무도 없고 빈텐트.
And so in that empty building, 7th floor, 6th floor.
공사장인데.
And it was a construction site.
그날 그 남자의 강간을 당한 거야.
And that day she was raped by that man.
너무 분하고 억울했어.
She was so enraged. She felt so wrong.
근데 그걸 누구에게 이야기를 하지 못했어.
But she couldn't tell anyone about this.
자기가 강간당 너무 부끄러워서.
And she was so ashamed that she was raped.
한국에서 그런 여자들 많아요.
You know, there's lots of Korean women like that.
그래요. 그냥 우울한 마음으로 직장을 다녔어.
And then with a sad heart, she just continued working.
그 남자 보기도 싫었어.
She didn't want to see that man.
그냥 지냈는데.
And so she just went on.
이 부인이 4개월 5개월 전 몸이 이상한 걸 느꼈어.
And about 4 or 5 months later, she felt something strange in her body.
그도 설마 생각을 했어.
And she thought, no way, no way.
임신이 된 거예요.
But she was pregnant.
임신 테스트, 임신에 깜짝 놀랐어.
They did a pregnancy test and she was pregnant. She was shocked.
너무 고통스러웠어.
And she was so tormented.
난 내 인생이 있는데.
I have my life.
이 아이가 내 인생을 깨겠고.
No, but this child's going to ruin my life.
생각을 막
많이 했어.
And she thought a lot about it.
안 해도 안 돼.
Oh no, I can't have.
유산을 해.
I'm going to get an abortion.
유산을 해야 돼.
I'm going to get an abortion.
병원에 갔어요.
She went to an hospital.
간데 뱃속에 얘기한 막 그 아는 엄마 배를 때렸어.
But maybe the baby inside knew. The baby began to pound on the mother's belly.
여자가 얘기했어요.
And then she told.
난 널 원치 않았어.
She said, "I never wanted you."
난 너 있으면 불행하게 돼.
If I have you, I'm going to be miserable.
난 너 원치 않았어.
I never wanted you.
난 너 원치 않았어.
I never wanted you.
근데요.
But
여자는요, 아기를 가지면 엄마가 되는 거예요.
But when a woman becomes pregnant, she becomes a mother.
엄마는 공부를 잘 되는 것도 아니고 얼굴이 예뻐 되는 것도 아니고.
You don't become a mother by having a pretty face or studying well or by having a lot of money.
그래서 아기를 키우면 엄마가 되는 거예요.
If you have a baby in your womb, you become
a mother. 엄마에게는 엄마만이 가진 마음이 있어.
And the mothers have a heart that only mothers have.
자신을 희생하며 자식을 위한 그런 마음들이.
And they have the heart to sacrifice themselves for the child.
여자가 엄마가 돼 가니까.
This woman was becoming a mother.
옛날 냉정하게 유산시킬 수 있는데.
Before she could just coldly get an abortion.
병원 문에 갔더니 막
But at the door of the hospital, the baby was tapping on her womb.
도저히 유산시킬 수 없어.
And she could not get the abortion.
꼭 아기가 뱃속에서 얘기하는 것 같았어.
It felt as though the baby was talking to her.
엄마, 나 엄마하고 살고 싶어.
Mom, I want to live with you, mom.
엄마, 나 죽이지 마.
Mom, don't kill me.
엄마, 나 엄마하고 살고 싶어.
Mom, I want to live with you.
돌아왔어.
And she came back.
몇 날 며칠 울며 생각했어.
And for a day she cried and she thought.
또 날 결심을 한 겁니다.
And one day she made up her mind.
아가.
Baby.
미안하다.
I'm sorry.
내가 잘 살려 너를 죽일 수 있겠어.
Can I kill you just for my life?
나는 낳아줄게.
I will have you.
예뻐 길러줄게.
And I will raise you well.
제발 건강하게 자라라.
Please grow up healthy.
그래서 회사에 가서 사표를 냈어요.
So she went to a company and she quit her job.
아무에게도 말하지 않았어.
She didn't tell anybody.
그 집에 있는 게 안 좋아서 작은 집을 사가지고 나왔어.
She didn't like staying home, so she bought a small house.
그리고 아기를 위해 침대를 준비하고
prepared a bed for the baby,
아기 필요한 모든 걸 사놓고
and bought everything needed for the baby,
출산을 기다렸어.
And she waited for the baby to be born.
그 사이에 그는 뭐냐 미장원에 가서 퍼마 고대하는 걸 배웠어.
During that time she went to a hair salon learned how to give perms and do hair work.
그래가지고 미장원에 일을 하면서
and while she worked at the beauty salon,
아기를 낳았어요.
She had the baby.
너무 잘생긴 남자였어.
It was a very good looking boy.
여자는 행복했어.
She was happy.
나중에 미장원 다 출근했습니다.
And later on, she went back to work.
아침에 아기를 유모차에 태워가지고 미장원에 갑니다.
She would put the baby in the carriage and go to the job.
안방에 아기를 눕혀놓고
and lay the baby down in the room.
틈틈이 젖을 줘가면서
and she would feed the baby occasionally.
고제도 하고
and in between, she would do perms and hair work.
그때 어떤 남자 가까이 왔어요.
Around that time, another man approached her.
너무 친절하게 해줬어요.
He was so kind to
her. 왜 이렇게 고생하며 사느냐고.
Why do you live going through so much difficulty?
왜 어렵게 사느냐고.
Why do you live in difficulty?
그렇지 않아도 되는데.
You don't have to live like this.
어느 날 둘이 차를 마시며 이야기했어요.
And one day the two of them were having tea and talking.
돈이 있느냐고 물었어요.
Do you have money?
왜 그러냐고.
Why?
돈이 있으면 고생 안 하고 살 수 있어요.
If you have money, you can live without suffering.
얼마 있으냐.
How much do you have?
얼마든지 좋다고.
Whatever amount is fine.
우리 회사에 투자하라고.
Invest in my company.
이자를 많이 줄 테니까.
We'll give you lots of interest.
그 이자면 충분히 살 수 있다고.
And with your interest, you can live.
여자는 너무 고마웠어요.
And the woman was so thankful.
너무 너무 고마웠어요.
She felt so thankful.
그래가지고 그 여자가 은혜가 자기 집을 잡혀 돈이나 다 내가지고 남자 막 계산을 했습니다.
And the man calculated,
통장 번호를 같이 달라고
and he asked for the account number.
매월 5일마다 이만큼 이자가 들어간다고
and so each month on the fifth day you'll get this much interest.
너무 고마웠어요.
And she was so thankful.
남자는 돈 뭉치를 들고 갔어요.
The man walked away with a bundle of cash.
그 남자 그 다음 날 그 돈을 가지고 미국으로 도망가.
But the next day, the man took that money and ran away to America.
여기 미국 맞죠?
This is America, right?
혹시 그분이 왔는지 모르지만.
Maybe he's here somewhere.
왔으면 회개하십시오.
Maybe if he's here, you should repent.
여자가 돈을 잃고.
The woman lost her money.
너무 슬펐습니다.
And she was so sad.
세상에 난 왜 이렇게 불행하니 마세요.
You know how who is as miserable as me in the world?
난 왜 이렇게 어려우니 마세요.
Why am I so miserable?
너무 슬펐어.
She was so sad.
슬펐어.
She was sad.
생각을 했습니다.
And she thought.
그날부터 잠이 안 오는 겁니다.
From that day on, she couldn't sleep.
계속 생각이 생각이 생겨서 생각이 생겨.
Another thought led to another thought led to another thought.
하루 밤새도록 자면 10분 자고 20분 잠 많이 자는 거예요.
And so she would get 10, 20 minutes of sleep a night.
혼자 상상.
Because all night long she would be just thinking and thinking and thinking.
이상한 현상이 일어났어요.
Something strange began to happen.
체중 60kg가 안 됐는데.
She used to not even weigh 60 kilos.
너무 살이 쪘다고 보니 65kg가 됐어.
And she gained weight. She became 65 kilos.
저울에 가봐서 내가 65kg.
She weighed herself. Wow, I'm 65 kilos?
70kg.
70 kilos, 80 kilos, 90 kilos, 100 kilos, 110 kilos. And one day she stood. She didn't look like herself in the mirror. She looked like a monster. She looked so much like a monster. And what she was so afraid of was, it felt like another misery would come to her. Why does misery come to me?
You know,
how do I stop that?
It
felt like misery was coming and she couldn't stop it.
불안해 죽겠는 거야.
She was so insecure.
무슨 불행이 또 어떻게 찾아오는지 몰라.
How is the next misery going to come to me?
왜 내게만 이래?
Why is this happening to me?
아들을 신년 집에 보냈어.
And that day, she sent her children home to her family.
그리고 안방에 가서 방을 안으로 잠갔다.
And then she went into her room and locked her room.
그리고 칼을 들었어.
And she pulled out a knife.
And
she heard that if you cut the artery, you die.
동맥을 칼질.
And so with the knife, she slipped her wrist. She couldn't find the artery.
하나, 둘, 셋, 넷.
She just closed her eyes and once, twice, three, four times.
투성이 같은 데 쓰러졌어.
And she was all covered in blood and she passed out.
죽어가고 있었어.
And she was dying.
너무 슬펐어.
She was so sad.
세상에 자기를 위한 사람 아무도 없고.
It seemed like nobody in the world cared for her.
And
she was just dying.
친정어머니, 아버지가 왔다가.
And then her father came.
아무도 없는 거예요.
And nobody was home.
문이 안으로 잠겼는데.
And the door is locked from within.
그 창문을 뛰어넘더라고요.
And so he opened the window and went in.
자기 딸이 죽어가고 있어.
His daughter was dying.
병원에서 나 앰뷸런스 와서.
He called the hospital. The ambulance came.
살렸습니다.
And saved her life.
그 불행하게도.
But sadly,
혈관을 끊는 게 신경까지 끊었어.
She cut the artery, but she also cut her nerves.
그때부터.
From then on, she couldn't use her left hand anymore. She could not do perms and hair work anymore. And she got a job at a mall. She met the manager and told the manager her situation. I can't use my left hand. No, just give me a small pay. I'll do any work here. And the manager felt so sorry for her. And then made some job for her. And gave her a job of cleaning empty boxes. And so she would drag around the empty box and fold them on, stack them in the storage. That was her job. With just a little bit of pay. She lived in difficulty. She lived in great difficulty. And she came to our church. She came a few times and received the forgiveness of sins at our church.
And
God wants to bless us.
And
the electricity flows when electricity connects.
하나님은 전선을 타고 오지도 않습니다.
God does not flow through electrical lines.
수도 파이프를 통해 오지도 않습니다.
God does not flow through water pipes.
하나님 마음으로 오십니다.
God flows from heart to heart.
하나님 마음이 우리 속에 오기 위해서.
But for the heart of God to enter into us.
우리가 하나님과 마음이 하나가 돼요.
Our hearts must become one with God.
그럼 하나님 마음이 우리 속에 들어오시면.
Then when the heart of God enters into us.
하나님 마음이 우리 마음과 하나가 되면.
Then we may become one heart with God.
성경에서 하나님 마음을 발견하고.
And when we discover the heart of God in the Bible.
그 마음에 내 마음을 합치면.
And when we unite our heart with God.
그때부터 하나님 마음이 내 속에 흐르기 시작.
From then on, God's heart begins to flow inside of us.
그때부터 무슨 일이 만나든지.
From then on, no matter what we face.
하나님으로 말미암아
됩니다. It gets to be taken care of through God.
그 부인이 그 다음 날 구원을 받고.
And that lady, after she received salvation, she came running to me.
목사님, 제 이야기 좀 들어보세요.
Pastor, please listen to me.
어제 제가 두 시간이나 잤어요.
And yesterday I got 2 hours of sleep.
하루에 10분, 15분 자다가 두 시간 너무 행복해.
And so she used to get 10, 15 minutes of sleep a night. Now she got 2 hours. She was so happy.
그 다음 날 세 시간 자고.
Next day she got 3 hours,
네 시간 자고,
4 hours,
다섯 시간 자고,
5 hours. 6 hours. Nowadays she gets 7 hours a day. And she was so happy. And after about a month she came running to me again. Pastor, I lost 10 kilos. I'm so happy. In my eyes there was no difference at all. But she says, I lost 10 kilos. I'm so happy. And one day this lady said,
목사님 기적이 일어났어.
Pastor, it's a miracle.
밤에 자는데 제 손이 너무 아파서 밤새도록 울었어요.
When I was sleeping, my wrist hurt so bad. I cried all night.
왜 손이 이렇게 아프지요?
God, I believe in you. Why does my hand hurt so much?
그 밤새도록 울었어.
And I cried all night long.
날이 밝아 일어났어.
And the next morning, I woke
병원에
up.
병원에 갔어.
I went to the hospital.
의사 깜짝 놀라며 얘기했어.
And the doctor was shocked and he said,
당신 신경이 붙었다고.
Your nerves have reattached.
기적이 일어났다.
It's a miracle.
이런 일은 처음 있는 일인데.
You know, this has never happened before.
손가락 움직여.
You can move your fingers.
제가 손을 잡았어요.
And I held her hand.
밀어 그랬어요.
I told her to push.
힘이 들어가는 거예요.
She had strength.
그만이 아니었습니다.
And not only that.
많은 일들이 났어요.
Many things happened.
한 번은 돈이 생겨서.
One time she had some money.
돈을 들고 은행에 갔습니다.
She went to the bank to deposit the money.
은행에 내야 할 돈의 10분의 1 정도도 안 된 돈.
It's not even 1/10 of the money she owed the bank.
돈을 가지고 은행에 갔다.
She brought the money to the bank.
은행 직원이 깜짝 놀랐어요.
And the branch manager was shocked.
은행 직원이 사람 어려우니까 가정까지 와서 집을 확인하고 왔거든요.
And because she was living in difficulty, the bank workers had come and visited her house even.
아줌마 잠깐 저를 따라오세요.
And she said, "Lady, come follow me."
따라왔어요.
The lady followed her.
어디 가는 거야? 지준장 집에 갔어.
Where did they go? They went to the branch manager's house.
지준장님.
Branch manager.
이 아줌마가 그렇게 어려운 아줌마입니다.
This lady is living so much difficulty.
쌀도 없고 돈 없는데 이런 돈을 가져왔어.
She has no rice, she has no money, but look at this money she brought.
지준장님 말했어요.
And the branch manager said,
아주머니,
"Lady,
고맙습니다.
Thank you.
이제 남은 돈 안 갚아도 됩니다.
Now you don't have to pay back the remaining
그
debt.
돈을 전부 탕감 받은.
And she was pardoned the remaining her debt.
너무 감사해요.
And she was so thankful.
하루는 나한테 전화했어요.
One day she called me.
목사님, 지금 구역에 왜 좀 오세요?
Pastor, come to our regional service.
이사했어요.
I moved.
아 그러냐고.
Oh, really?
갔어요.
I went.
갔는데
I
세상에
went.
우리는 서울에 서초구는 돈 많은 구역.
You know, Sochogu in Seoul is a very rich area.
구청이 돈이 남아가지고.
You know, the city hall had so much money left over.
그냥 돈 쓸 데가 없는 거.
They had nowhere else to spend their money.
구청에서 나오는 돈을 쓸 데가 없어 뭘 했냐면.
And so the district money, what they did with it was.
낡은 아파트를 샀어요.
They bought old apartments.
상하이 수리를 해가지고.
And they repaired it.
그래 구청이 어려운 사람에게 아주 적은 세금만 받고 준 거예요.
And to the poor people living in that district, they only collected a little bit of tax and gave it to them.
이분은 진짜 돈도 안 되는 돈을 내고 좋은 아파트로 이 사람.
And so she paid very little money, moved into a nice apartment.
목사님 저요 이 아집 당첨돼서 한번 울었고요.
You know, Pastor, when I got selected for this house, I cried.
이사할 때 울었어.
I cried when I moved in.
여러분 그 부인이 하는 모든 일들에 하나님의 손이 함께하는.
And when the hand of God was with this woman and all the work that she was doing.
저도 울었습니다.
Same thing with me.
제가 53년 동안 예수한 사람.
As I lived inside of Jesus for 53 years.
군대 있을 때나.
When I was in the army.
우리나라에 있을 때나
when I was at this house,
중국에 갔을 때나
when I was in China,
아프리카에 있을 때나
when I was in Africa,
어디 가든 하나님과 함께 하십니다.
No matter where I went, God was with me.
길을 열고 도우시고
God opened up the way and he helped me.
나 지난달 월말에는
at the end of last month,
지난 올 4월 때 그 전달 2월 말에는
and so now it's April, so at the end of February,
베냉 대통령께서 특사를 제게 보냈어요.
The president of Benin sent me a special messenger.
당신 하는 IYF를 위해서
and for the IYF that you're doing,
하고 싶은 이야기가 있다고
there's something I want to tell you.
이야기 나누고 싶다.
And I want to share something with you.
베닝에 좀 올 수 있나요?
Can you come to Benin?
그러면서 그 말이 편지에 썼습니다.
And he wrote in the letter.
당신은 IYF와 우리 청년들을 많이 변케 너무 고맙다.
Thank you for coming and changing the young people through the IYF.
베닝 정부는 당신에게 10헥타의 땅을 좋은 땅을 주기로 했다.
And our government has decided to give you 10 hectares of really good land.
두 번째로.
And secondly,
당신은 모든 IYF의 세금을 면세할.
All the work of IYF will be tax exempt.
그리고 거기 건축할 기공식을 당신하고 같이 하고 싶어.
And I want to have the construction opening ceremony with you.
저를 보고 3월 달 하는 거라고 했어.
He told me to come during March.
3월 9일 날 베닝에 갔습니다.
On March 9th, I went to Benin.
깜짝 놀랐습니다.
I was shocked.
정말 온 정부가 우리 IYF가 베닝에서 청소년들의 마음을 바꿔주는 걸 너무 기뻐.
The whole government was so joyful that the IYF was changing the hearts of the young people in Benin.
많은 젊은이들이
many young people
예수님의 복음을 듣고
they listened to the gospel of Jesus.
성경에 있는 건 이론이고 실제 변한 사람이 거의 없는데.
And so there are lots of people know the Bible in theory and nobody changes.
IYF들이 진리를 듣고 변한 사람이 너무 많아.
But so many people listen to the truth of the IYF and they change.
IYF에게 일을 해.
And I want IYF to do this work.
우리가 방송국을 허가해줄 거고.
We will give you a permit for a TV station.
텔레비전 방송국을 하도록 해줄 거고.
We'll allow you to do a broadcast TV station.
병원을 개설할 수 있도록 하라.
And we'll give you the permit to open a hospital.
저희들 교회에 장로님 한 분이 계세요.
And there's an elder in our church.
한의사신데요.
He's a Chinese medicine doctor.
어느 날 이분이 큰 병원을 이제 옮겨놨어요.
One day he was moving his big hospital.
기념식에 저를 오라고 했어요.
And he called me to the opening ceremony.
제가 갔습니다.
And I went.
그냥 빈손하기 뭐 돼서.
And I couldn't just go empty-handed.
선물을 살 만한 게 없었어요.
There was not really a gift that I could buy.
그러다 제가 액자에다 성경 구절 하나 써.
And so I wrote a Bible verse and I put it in a frame.
사람의 심령은 그 병을 이긴다.
For the spirit of man can deliver him from his sickness.
장로 이제 병원 한 가운데 사람의 심령 그 병을 이긴다 그 글을 쓰고.
And for the spirit of man can overcome his disease, he posted that on his hospital wall.
이분이 병원 의자 앉아서 어느 날 그거를 쳐다봤어.
And one day he was sitting at the hospital and he stared at that verse.
이분은 아토피 전문 치료사인데.
And he specializes in atopy.
아토피는 몸에 독소가 있어가 생기는 병이.
And atopy it's caused by the toxins in your body.
몸에 독을 제하기 위한 간의 활동이 필요해.
And to get rid of the toxins in your body, the liver has to act.
약재를 간을 위하는 중심으로 한약재를 써.
And so he used Chinese medication that will strengthen the liver.
근데 사람의 심령은 그 병을 이긴다.
But the spirit of the man defeats his disease.
그 심령의 마음 심자로 한자로 쓰는 그거는 심장을 가리킵니다.
The spirit in Chinese character represents the heart.
아 심장이 병을 이기는 거.
Ah, it's the heart that overcomes the disease.
심장이 튼튼하면.
If the heart is strong.
혈액 순환이 잘 되면.
If the blood circulates well.
결국 피가 병을 고치는데.
Then the blood will heal the disease.
아 내가 그걸 몰랐다.
Oh, that's what I hadn't known.
그때부터 아토피 약을 쓰.
From then on, when he made atopy medication,
간을 위한 약을 줄이고,
he reduced the medication for the liver,
심장을 뒷받침하는 약을 쓰기 시작.
And he used medication that strengthened the heart.
아토피가 너무 잘 나는.
And it cured the atopy so well.
저희들 교회에서 해마다 아프리카나 빈민국에 가서 무료로 의료 서비스를 합니다.
Each year from our church, we go to Africa and also other difficult areas, and we have free medical service.
한 일주일 동안 한 도시에 4천 명, 5천 만개 만 명 가까이 치료를 해주고 와요.
And we stay there for like a week, and 4,000, 5,000, sometimes 10,000 people come and we treat them.
코트디부아에 갔는데.
We went to Cote d'Ivoire.
브룰리 궤양이라는 무서운 병이 있어요.
There is a fearful disease called Brulee ulcer.
그 브룰리 궤양이 들어가면 그냥 살을 다 뜯으면 뼈가 나오면 너무 흉측한.
When the Brulee ulcer goes in, it tears away at the skin and it exposes the whole flesh. It's very scary.
코트디부아만 그 환자가 30만 명.
And there's 300,000 people suffering from that in Cote d'Ivoire.
가나에도 그 정도 되고.
About that much in Ghana also.
베네도 그 정도.
Also in Benin.
이 장로님이 그 병의 그 저 뭡니까 원인을 조사해 줬어요.
And this elder looked into the cause of that disease.
전 세계 학자들이 병을 치료 못 했는데.
And all the scholars of the world tried to treat this disease and they failed.
이분이 자기 약을 처방해서 하면 낫겠다는 확신이 있어요.
And he had assurance that if he prescribed this his medicine, it will heal this disease.
첫때 70명에게
On the first year, he gave the medication to 70 people. And 70 people were completely healed. And I went with him last March, and I met the people who received that medication. And they heard that I was coming. All the people in that area, downtown chief and everybody came out and danced to welcome me.
어떤 여자 다 부서진 주전자.
You know, some woman there, she has a kettle on her head, all broken.
그리고 모터.
And you know, motors.
그 목선 그걸 막 이고 살 때 이고 다니.
And so they, you know, wear that on their heads.
저는 왜 그러나 했어요.
And I wondered why.
설명했습니다.
And they explained to me.
우리가 이렇게 다 병들 썩은 거.
You know, we are diseased and broken like this. But you came in the name of God and you cleaned us and you healed us.
이번에 제가 베냉의 보건부 장관에게 그 병을 정식으로 임상 실험을 하도록 MOU를 체결하고 왔습니다.
And so with the Minister of Health in Benin, we had the official MOU for us to heal and treat that disease through clinical testing.
환자를 살릴 수도 그런 길을 했어요.
And so the path to open, heal 1 million sick people was open now.
그 황효정이라는 의사.
The doctor named Hwang Hyo-jung.
그보다 똑똑하고 잘나고 공부 많은 사람 너무너무 많아.
There's so many people smarter than him, greater than him, better than him, but
저들이 그 동네에 갔을 때
when we went to that area
병에 나은 사람들이 와서 끌어안고 입을 맞추고
the people who were diseased, they came and hugged us and kissed us.
그냥 끌어안고 질질
맞추고 and they hugged the elder, they didn't know what to do.
여러분, 하나님이 우리와 같이 계시면서
everyone as God is with us
내가 상상할 수 없는 일
things that I can never imagine
베냉 대통령께 얘기했습니다.
I told the president of Benin,
당신이 베냉의 브룰리 궤양 환자들 치료한 대통령이라고 역사에 남을
거예요. You will be known in history as the president who treated the Brulee ulcer in Benin.
아마 그렇게 역사에 남을 거예요.
And that's how he'll be remembered in history.
이야기를 했습니다.
And I told him,
아프리카에서
in Africa,
그 망고 나무 죄송합니다. 망고 나무에다가
you know, on the mango trees,
침망을 펴놓고.
You know, they'll have, you know, a cot open.
할머니가 아들에게 잠을 재우고 있습니다.
Her grandma will be, you know, putting
아가야,
her son
잠자,
to bed, tucking him in, and he wouldn't be falling asleep.
할머니 이야기를 합니다.
The grandma would say,
아가야,
hey, child.
우리나라는 옛날에 불리해 하는 무슨 병이 있어.
Long time ago in our country was a terrible disease called the bully
ulcer. 얼마나 많은 사람 죽었는지 몰라.
And I don't know how many people died from it.
얼마나 많은 사람이 고통한지 몰라.
I don't know how many people suffered from it.
너무 무섭고 흉측했어.
It was so scary and terrible. But
한국에서 하나님 믿는 사람.
That the people believe in God in Korea.
하나님 은혜로 약을 개발해왔어.
And they developed the medicine by the grace of God.
우리를 깨끗이 치료하고 이 나라에 그 병이 없어지게 됐어.
And they completely cleaned us and healed us, and
that
disease is gone.
그래서 우리나라 많은 하나님 믿기로 정했어.
And through that, many people in our country believed in God.
그래서 우리는 하나님을 찬양하는 거야.
And that's why we praise God.
하나님 우리를 안 도왔으면,
if God hadn't helped us,
우리 가족들도 불리하게 해결됐습니다.
Then our family would have also gotten brutally ulcered.
그래서 하나님을 감사해야 돼.
We have to be thankful to God.
이런 이야기가.
Those words,
앞으로 10년 안에 이루어질 거라 믿고 있습니다.
I believe will be achieved within 10 years.
오늘 아침 저는 출애굽기 32장을 읽었습니다.
This morning I read Exodus chapter 32.
시간이 많이 갔습니다.
A lot of time has passed.
점심 먹어야 하고요.
We need to eat lunch.
저는 서론 이야기하다가
and I was talking about the introduction.
시간이 다 가버렸습니다.
And I spent all the time.
죄송합니다.
I'm sorry.
저녁에
in the evening we'll continue.
출애굽기 32장을 하겠습니다.
And we'll talk about Exodus 32.
금송아지를 만든.
They made the golden calf.
하나님 저주를 받아야 하는데.
And they should have been cursed by God.
어떻게 그 문제를 해결해야 하는지.
How did they take care of this problem?
금송아지를 만들고 저주 받아야 하는데.
They made the golden calf. They're supposed to be cursed.
어떻게 하면 해결할 수 있는지.
How you can take care of this?
왜 해결을 못 하는지.
Why they could not take care of it?
그 이야기가 있습니다.
There is the story about that.
여러분 금송아지는 안 만들었죠.
Everyone, you didn't make the golden calf, did you?
혹시 금가락지 끼고 있었는지 모르겠지만.
Maybe you're wearing a golden ring.
금가락지는 뭐 별로 죄는 아니에요.
The golden ring is not much of a sin.
금가락지 숨기지 않고 하나님으로 안 믿으니.
You know, because you don't serve the golden ring.
하나님을 금송아지로 바꾸었습니다.
They made God into the golden calf.
내 앞에 다른 신을 두지 말라고 했는데.
God said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me."
저주를 받아야 했습니다.
They should have been cursed.
어떻게 그들이 저주에 벗어났는가?
How were they freed from the curse?
어떻게 그들이 멸망을 당했는가?
How were they freed from destruction?
여러분 지은 죄에서 저주 받지 않으려면
for you to be not cursed from the sin that you
어떻게 하면 되는지?
What you should do?
성경 대충 알지 말고
and don't just kind of know the Bible.
정확히 알면
if you know it precisely,
여러분 바른 길을 갈 수 있습니다.
Then you can go the right path.
하나님이 함께 하십니다.
And God will be with you.
성경 정확히 알면
if you know the Bible precisely,
죄를 씻는 게 애매하지 않습니다.
It's not unclear how to get your sins washed.
정확하게 씻어집니다.
You can clearly wash them away.
성경 대충 알기 때문에
you just kind of know the Bible.
예수로 죄 사한다는 알지만
and you know that Jesus forgives your sins.
마음에 죄가 남아 있는 사람이 많습니다.
But lots of people who have sins remaining in their hearts.
목사님들은 성경을 정확히 가르치지 않습니다.
Pastors do not teach the Bible accurately.
착한 일만 하라고. 그래.
They just tell you to do the good things.
충성하라고 합니다.
They just tell you to be loyal.
어떻게 해야 죄를 정확히 가르치지 않게.
They do not precisely teach how to be freed from sin.
미국이나 한국에.
You know whether it's America or Korea.
참 많은 사람들이.
So many people.
교회를 다니지만.
Although they go to church.
죄에서 벗어나지 못.
They are not freed from sin.
슬퍼하고 고통하고 있어.
They cry. They're in pain.
하나님의 은혜를 주지 못한.
Because they don't receive the grace of God.
그 여자가 하나님 만난 뒤에 변한 거죠.
You know, that woman, she met God and she changed.
그리고 나오미와 루시 하나님만의 큰 복을 받은.
Just as Naomi and Ruth met God and were greatly blessed.
여러분 이번 이제 몇 시간 남았는데 이번 집회 때 꼭 와서.
You know, come to this crusade in the time that's remaining.
마음을 열면.
And if you open your heart.
죄 사함을 받고.
You receive the forgiveness of sins.
하나님과 하나가 됩니다.
And you become one with God.
그럼 하나님 여러분을 피할 바위가 되시고.
Then God will be your hiding place.
하나님 여러분 저주를 막아주시고.
And God will block your curse.
가늠한 여자가 가늠을 했습니다.
And the woman committed adultery, she was taken
in the act. 맞아 죽어했습니다.
She was supposed to be stoned to death.
예수님이 계시니까.
But because Jesus was there.
돌멩이 하나도 날라오지.
Not one stone could hit her.
땅으로 다
They all fell to the ground.
여러분 예수님과 하나가 되면.
Everyone, when you become one with Jesus.
죄 사함을 받으면.
When you receive the forgiveness of sins.
하나님과 한 몸이 되면.
When you become one body with God.
여러분의 문제가 여러분 문제가 아니라 하나님 문제.
Your problem is not yours; it becomes God's problem.
여러분 자녀나.
Your children.
건강이나.
Your health.
노후나.
Your elderly years.
무슨 일이든지 간에.
No matter what it is.
하나님 하실 때만 완벽할 수 있어.
Even God does it; it can be perfect.
예수를 믿는다고 하면서.
Even though you say you believe in Jesus.
정확히 모르는 건 예수 믿는 게 아닙니다.
Not knowing it precisely is not knowing Jesus.
성경은 정확하게 이야기합니다.
The Bible precisely tells us.
이스라엘 백성들이
the children of Israel.
모세가
Moses.
시내산에 하나님의 십계명 두 개 돌판을 받으러 갔어요.
Went to Mount Sinai to see the two tablets of stone of the Ten Commandments.
모세는 하나님의 성전을 살펴본 40일이나 지난 데 왔어요.
And Moses saw the temple of God for 40 days and he came back down.
그들은 생각했습니다.
And they thought
벌써 사령원은 40일인데.
He's been up there for 40 days.
안 내려오잖아.
He's not coming down.
시내산은 바위로 돼서 먹을 것도 없어.
Mount Sinai is made of rocks. There's no food there.
40일 굶고 살아 있을 리는 없을 거야.
Yeah, he's not going to survive for 40 days without food.
거야.
He must be dead.
모세 기다리지 말자.
Let's not wait for Moses.
우리를 만들 인도할 신을 만들.
Let's make a god who can guide us.
금을 가지고 금송아지를 만들.
With gold, they made a golden calf.
그리고 금송아지를 하나님을 섬겼어.
And they served golden calf as the god.
그들이 저주를 받았어.
And they're supposed to be cursed.
성경을 읽어보면,
when we read the Bible,
저주를 받았는지,
whether they were cursed,
안 받았는지 알 수 있어.
Or not cursed, you can tell.
저주를 받았다면,
if they were cursed,
왜 받았는지,
why they were cursed,
축복을 받았다면,
if they were blessed,
어떻게 축복이 됐는지,
how they were blessed,
병이 나았다면,
when they were diseased,
어떻게 나았는지,
how they were healed from the disease.
성경은 정확히 알고 있어.
The Bible precisely tells us.
여러분 애매하게 성경을 아는.
Everyone just vaguely knowing the Bible.
성경 아는 게 아니야.
Is not knowing the Bible.
여러분 한국에는 전화기가 11개 숫자로 되어 있습니다.
In Korea, the phone numbers are 11 digits.
010-9063-260 이렇게 11개 단위로 전화.
And so 010-9063-2560, 11 digits.
그 중에 11개 가운데 하나를 틀리면
of those 11 digits, if you're missing, if you are wrong about one,
통화 안 됩니다.
You cannot connect.
전화번호는 정확하게
The phone number has to be written precisely. If it's wrong, you cannot connect.
하나님 말씀 정확하게 알면,
you have to know the word of God precisely.
하나님과 마음이 통합니다.
Then your heart can connect with God.
여러분 하나님 정확히 모르면,
but when we don't know the Bible precisely,
마음을 통할 수 없어요.
Our hearts cannot connect.
여러분,
everyone,
바쁘신데,
you're busy.
오늘 와주셔서 너무 감사합니다.
Thank you so much for being here.
여러분 출석하는 것이
coming to service,
여러분의 복이 되길 바랍니다.
I hope that it's a blessing to you.
여러분 그 많던 죄를 씻고
and having your many sins washed
일생에
away,
다시 한번 하나님과 한 몸 되는
and become one body with God for the rest of your life. I hope you be that kind of a conference.
저녁에도 오십시오.
And come here in the evening.
저녁에 금송아지 만든 뒤에 결과가 어떻게 되어지는지.
In the evening, the result of making the golden calf.
여러분 신앙생활 그게 어떤 관계가 있는지.
And how that relates to your spiritual life.
자세히 말씀드리겠습니다.
I'll tell you about it in detail.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
거룩하신 하나님 아버지.
Our holy Father God.
감사합니다.
We thank you.
우리가 저주를 받아야 하는데.
We're supposed to be cursed.
하나님의 생명의 길을 여셨습니다.
But God, you opened the path of life.
여기는 우리 모두 복을 받게 해주시기 바랍니다.
Have us all of us be blessed.
하나님 은혜를 입게 해주옵소서.
And Lord, let us receive grace.
그래서 정말 죄 사함 받고.
So that we may receive the forgiveness.
하나님과 하나가 되어서.
And become one with you, God.
우리가 무슨 일을 만나든지.
And no matter who we meet.
하나님 은혜를 입게 해주옵소서.
Allow us to receive your grace, God.
감사합니다.
We thank you.
예수님 이름으로 기도합니다.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
아멘.
아멘.
감사합니다.
Thank you.
이제 신앙 상담하는 시간을 갖겠습니다.
Now we'll have spiritual counseling.